Makinosi Maroho joining us now. Thank you very much for coming on, Makinosi. We spoke on the station here earlier on to Joburg Water. They are saying, well, our infrastructure is ready to dispense water. Our challenges with our bulk water supply, who are having difficulties. What's happening?
Good afternoon, Thabo, and good afternoon to your listeners. Thabo, yes, we do supply Joburg Water and other municipalities with water. In the past few weeks, we have been experiencing power dips or power trips at different boosting stations, so at different stations. But also what we are experiencing now is vandalism of our infrastructure. So that means, obviously, our water supply will be impacted. So we will not be able to supply the way we are normally supplying our customers, who are municipalities. And also with regards to the city of Tshwane, we are having a planned maintenance around the area of Savannah Estate. So we are finalizing that pipeline. It's called H47 pipeline. So that is what is happening at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, communities are really saying enough is enough. I mean, a whole week, and the communication particularly has been poor. Where is this communication supposed to be coming from? Are you the ones who are supposed to communicate, or are your clients that you're supplying the ones who are supposed to communicate?
Okay. Thabo, with regards to communication, we communicate with our clients. We send them technical letters. We have meetings. I mean, there is evidence that I can attest to what we are doing in terms of communication. So our customers are supposed to be communicating with end users. So that's what's supposed to be happening.
Right. And in your communication, is there any indication, because we couldn't find a direct answer to this question, how long this will take? I mean, one of the things was, well, it depends, because it depends when you guys can open it in an hour's time, but your customers would have to wait for 2 weeks in some instances to fill up their reservoir for the situation to get better.
All right. So, well, in terms of 2 weeks, I'm not sure exactly where we got the figure. Yeah, 2 weeks. But what happens is, if we have a power supply and there is an interruption, we communicate, we indicate that we are supplying at a maximum capacity. It will take us a day or two to fill up a reservoir. Then that's up to the municipality to communicate. Obviously, they would have to decide which area would get water from the water that we are supplying. But in terms of a number of 2 weeks, no, that is not from rainwater. Definitely, we haven't communicated that there will not be water for 2 weeks.
Yeah. In terms of your side, then, how long is it going to take? 10, 8 hours? When are you foreseeing a situation where your infrastructure would be back online?
It depends. For example, let me give you an example. If we have a power dip for an hour, it takes about 4 hours for us to recover. So if we have a dip for 2 hours, that would be times two, it takes about 2 hours. I mean 8 hours. So the maximum that we had in terms of a power dip was 2 hours. So we often say it would take us about 8 hours, or would say it take us a day for us to recover.
And in terms of interventions and alternatives, do you come in at that level, supplying water tankers and that type of thing?
No, we don't supply water tankers. That would be a municipality supplying end users. However, if there are challenges, we normally assist. Obviously, we would get a request from a particular municipality that we would need help with tankers. Rainwater is able to supply, to assist. We have done that in the past.
Yeah. Now, in the long term, this is the other question. In the long term, how do we ensure that we don't find ourselves in this kind of situations? I mean, vandalism, of course, would need to be a little bit of more security. But how do we, prevent ourselves from having this situation where our water woes come as a consequence of infrastructure that's not functioning properly?
We are working, obviously I will not be able to give details, but we are working with the law enforcement with regards to vandalism of our infrastructure. I mean, we know that some of our booster stations are national key points, so we are working with law enforcement. With regards to electricity in terms of power supply, we do get a reprieve from Eskom. We are not load shedded, but we get power dips. But we are working on getting generators. But you'd know that it takes a lot of power for us to run our booster stations and our waterworks. But we are working on coming up with a permanent solution in terms of hydropower and also coming in with generators.
All right. Makinosi, something completely unrelated to water. Your surname, is it Maru?
Maroho.
Maroho. Okay.
Yes.
What does it mean?
ke motswana ke ngwanyana motswana ke morolong maro ke di post
that. Oh, okay. All right. Yes. Would not have guessed. All right. Much appreciated. Thank you very much. And thank you for coming on. Makidosi Maro speaking on behalf of Rand Water there. Looking at what they are up to. I'm sure you are affected there greatly by this. And what do you make of those answers that you have been given? Are they adequate enough? And is there enough intervention where you are certainly to address the situation? 17 minutes now after 4:00.